afternoon and welcome back to the Sunny Side. This is your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. 10 minutes gone past 2 o'clock on this lovely Tuesday afternoon. And we're going to wrap things up on the show today, talking about the increase in telecommunications tax. Yep, you heard that right. What that really means is you're now going to be paying more for data, for calls, for SMS, for telecommunications services in Nigeria. And this is because, according to the federal government, they are set to increase tax-inclusive excise duty on telecommunications services in Nigeria by 5%. Now, this means that telecommunication subscribers would pay 12.5% tax on all telecommunications services, including calls, text messages, and data services. Zainab Ahmed, she is the Minister of Finance, Budget and National Planning. She said it in Abuja on Thursday last week. And it actually basically means that 5% will be added to the already existing 7.5% value-added tax on telecommunication services. Don't you find that interesting? I'm going to actually quote a little bit of some of the things that she mentioned in that in Abuja on Thursday. So it gives us a better context to what this really. What implications this really carries for us. Now, and I quote, payments are to be made on monthly basis on or before 21st of every month. The duty rate was not captured in the Act because it is the responsibility of the President to fix rate on excise duties, and he has fixed 5% for telecommunication services, which include GSM. It is public knowledge that our revenue cannot run our financial obligations, so we are to shift our attention to non-oil revenue. The responsibility of generating revenue to run government lies with us all. End of quote. That's a very interesting part of some of the things that she mentioned on Thursday. Now, what this means is that subscribers will now pay 12.5% tax on telecom services. And according to these some of these telecommunication companies, they actually, you know, responded to this. And the chairman of the Association of Licensed Telecom Owners of Nigeria, ALTON, Mr. Gbenga Adebayo, he actually said that they may not be able to subsidize the 5% excise duty on telecom services for consumers like me and you. And the reason is because, according to him, they are already shouldering 39 multiple taxes that they're already paying. And you also have to consider side by side that the epileptic power situation that we have. So they're also heavily relying on diesel to power our services that we use on a daily basis to make calls, to send messages, and to access the internet. That means all of this, Grandma, means going forward, if the federal government goes on with this, it just means that as opposed to paying 7.5% VAT on telecom services, you'll now be paying 12.5%. That means data is going to cost more very soon. To make calls is going to be a little bit more expensive very soon. To send text messages will be more expensive, just a little bit more expensive very soon. How does this make you feel? How do you think Nigerians will cope with this increment? And how do you think this will impact on the already existing burden? I was having a conversation with one of my colleagues yesterday, and we're talking about the fact that when you even subscribe data for a month, do you realize that your data that you would probably subscribe for a 1 month period of time barely even lasts up to 1 week these days? So when you want to subscribe for, say, for example, you're subscribing 3 gigabytes for 1 month, you find out that before the end of 1 week, your data is exhausted. And you're asking yourself, what happened? What happened to the data? Where did it go to? Who drank it? You know? And then you decide, you know what? Let me subscribe again. Okay, let me go bigger so it lasts longer for me, right? So you decide to subscribe for 6 gigabytes at whatever price. And then your expectation is it's going to last longer. But it doesn't. Maybe it lasts for maybe 1 week and 1 day and it's exhausted. And you're wondering and asking questions, where did all that data go? I mean, we're having a conversation yesterday and my colleague also mentioned something about the fact that even calls now, you can't necessarily, you know, account for whatever amount of recharge card you credit your line with. Not talking data now, just to make calls and send messages. And how many times you recharge your phone to make calls and send messages, and you don't know where the credit got, where the credit just disappeared to. You know, you just find out your credit is finished. But I recharged 1,000 naira yesterday. What did I use it to do? So many questions Nigerians are asking. Can we cope? Can you cope? Can you cope? And the big question on this hour, will this increase, you know, in our telecoms VATs from 7.5 to 12.5, will this impact on the way you use data and make calls? So because of this, are you going to reduce the way you make calls and send messages? Are you going to reduce the way you use data and how long you spend on the internet? Or will it remain status quo? Let's talk, people. Let's talk. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Every day when we talk, you just be nervous in this country. They don't know the next bad news that will come. It's just a very desperate situation. Now, government is obviously looking for means of funding expensive, bogus payments that they receive. Government does not realize that the country is broke. To look for a way of cutting down of the excess money they earn for doing nothing. That you want to tax the poor so it can pay senators bogus amount of money, to pay governors bogus amount of money they collect as security vote. It's just wickedness. Very soon they will tax everybody to death. Then they will not know that the people are tired of this. Then I also hope that those that are supporting APC, those that say that APC and campaign for APC, I hope that they'll be exempted from this tax. If they will not be exempted, they should clear the coffin. Thank you.
Thank you for calling and sharing your thoughts. Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Yes. Happy New Month.
What you saying?
And happy new information on ground. And you ask a question, can we cope? And I'm giving you a direct answer. We've been coping. And we still cope. But it's very unfortunate that the executives, all that they always find out from the Constitution is how to increase our suffering on monthly, weekly, yearly basis since this government took over. I'm not blaming either APC or TDP. I think we the citizens, even part of the blame goes to the media. Where will I say so? I'm saying so because you find out that almost all the programs on air is always anchored by the politicians or either talking about their political parties and all the rest.
I'm really sorry. That is not true. That is not true. All right? Do have your facts right when you want to call in and share your thoughts. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. Will this increase impact on the way you use internet, the use data to access the internet? Will it impact on the way you make calls, impact on the way you send messages? Or do you think, like the previous caller said, we've been coping, so we're going to continue to cope and we'll find a way to navigate around it? Good afternoon, you're welcome. Hello?
Hello.
Good afternoon.
My name is Tony.
Are you there?
About Kremena, the government.
All right, go ahead.
I just heard everything you're saying on the studio this afternoon. Like I said, this is a problem of network charging. When you make call, the thing is getting too much. If some of us today know that this thing will be after like this, nobody could have used this phone to make or could have lived how we are managing our debt since they created Nigeria without no phone. Can you imagine if I make some second call, with 7 seconds, they will charge me 14 hours. 27 seconds, 14 hours. Then if I make 1 minute call, how much do you think it will charge me? This is getting too much.
Okay. That's the voice of a tired Nigerian, as I know lots of Nigerians would be as well. Nobody has it easy, you know. I was reading up an article just a couple of days ago, and in that article, the writer was talking about the fact that right now it's not just the young, the vulnerable amongst us, or the poor people in Nigeria that are complaining. Even the elites are complaining, because right now it's biting hard on everybody, and in every sector, in every way. It's just really a painful situation we have found ourselves in Nigeria. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, you're welcome.
No, I'm Nathaniel calling from Benin.
Nathaniel, go ahead.
I will continue with the government of the day. They lack that competence to actually carry the nation along economically. I think for me, they're just clueless. They just lost it, and they don't even have it yet. So the one thing that they have to do is continue to look English and sense on Nigerians and making them very sometimes fighting, you know, crying, and they'll be very happy to see that they are crying. The new things are going. The price, like what you said, the price of diesel has gone up skyrocketing high. The price of diesel, because of that, and people are finding it very difficult to cope with all these situations. And at the same time, artificially, the government of the day is adding more sense to the... it's becoming so clear. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear.
Yes, it's becoming so clear that the lack of that ability, that courage, that sense, you know, politically to carry on with all the economic activities of the nation, and especially the president, he doesn't have the idea. So I continue to say, and in 2023, they will pay for it dearly. And that is the only way Nigerians will show them that what they are doing is so bad and they don't take it. And that is important.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet is still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. And let's talk.
Welcome back to the conversation on your radio. I am Gabriella. This is your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. The big question I'm asking on this, will this increase in tax from 7.5% to 12.5% on all telecommunication services. Will it impact the way you use these services? Will it reduce the way you make calls, send messages? Would it reduce the way you use data and the time you spend on the internet? In case you missed it, the federal government announced on Thursday last week, the 28th of last month, that they are set to increase the excise duty on telecommunication services in Nigeria by 5%. Remember, there's already an existing 7.5 tax on these services. So when you add 5% to that, that means what you're going to be paying is 12.5%. Now, these telecommunication companies have said they cannot subsidize this tax, this 5%, because they're already shouldering 39 other taxes that they have to pay. And when you put that alongside the fact that they have to rely majorly on diesel because of, again, we have such interesting power supply in Nigeria, they just can't handle. So what invariably they're saying is, Nigerians, get ready to pay that 5%. And what that would mean is you will begin to pay more for data, you'll begin to pay more for calls and for messages. How does this impact you and the way you use these services? Because I'm thinking there is just as much as a person can take. There is just as much as you can afford. Bread now in some areas is 1,000 naira. That's for bread. Amongst so many other things, transportation has already increased. Rent is increasing on the daily. School fees has increased. Everything has increased. Foodstuff, you name it. And now data, calls, and messages will be more expensive. How does this make you feel? And will this influence how you use these telecommunication services in making calls, in sending messages, and in accessing the internet? The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. That is 0809-030-6416. We're also streaming live on Facebook, by the way. You can go follow us on our Facebook page at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, as well as on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. So drop your thoughts and comments as they come. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Yes. My name is Elvis. I'm calling from East West Road.
Hello, Elvis.
Yes, I've listened to the details of what you have been saying concerning this issue of paying extra taxes on our telecom service. What I would just advise, or what I will do, is to cut short on my telephone activities. The use of data and making phone calls. I have to try to look for a way to minimize how I will be using my phone when it comes to meeting up demands and listening to individuals, and to reduce my cash expenses. But we must also understand that there is a global recession going on. It's affecting everybody. It's rather unfortunate that the government of the day is left with no choice but to do what they are doing. But here is an international recession going on. And again, our so-called products in the international market are no longer commanding external patronage as much. The returns from the crude oil, it's not sufficient. We have a population of 200 million, and the Nigerian, the population growth rate of Nigeria is about 3%. Calculate that. On the average, we are producing 7 million people yearly in this country. And we don't have our full output to take care of this, sustain this population. It's not growing at that rate. So So this thing is even, the way I look at it personally, it's even beyond the leadership issue. It's going to take a total win, both from the followership or citizenship and the leaders in question, to address what is actually wrong with us economically. We talk of paying tax. Do we pay tax more than Ghana? Do we pay tax more than South Africa?
Here's the thing, right? I agree with you when you want to look at it holistically, right? Yes, indeed.
So
we're facing a global recession, but it's quite peculiar for us in Nigeria.
Let's look for an alternative means of generating income.
Can you hear me,
though? Outside government patronage to ensure that we are able to... We are always coping. I'm always coping. I will continue to cope. It's also change the strategy to beat the recession.
Okay, thank you very much. I was trying to have a conversation anyway. Here's what I was trying to say. Yes, indeed, there is a global recession. That is fact. It's biting hard, not just in Nigeria, but in major countries in the world. But it's quite a peculiar situation for us in Nigeria because, in my opinion, I think we're in what I would want to call a dilemma. And here's why. Yes, you're right with the figures. The revenue that we make, when you want to really look at it holistically, the revenue that we're making is not enough to service our debts to even start with. Now, this is why there's still the argument of removal of subsidy on fuel, because we're in a predicament. And I don't want to say why or how we got there, you know. I think the writing on the wall is quite clear when it comes to that. But the fact that we're in so much debt and we have to service that debt, it puts us in a very sorry situation because we're heavily reliant on oil. So whatever monies we're making from oil, from crude, we have to think about servicing our debt first. And then, in fact, it's so bad now that almost 100% of our revenue is going into servicing our debt. Do you understand how bad things are? So there is very little or nothing left to want to do anything else apart from service our debt. And so you see, we're in a situation where you have to borrow more money to pay off your debts. It's a very sorry situation, but that's where we are. That really is where we are. And that's why there's still the argument, oh, removal of subsidy, to remove or not to remove. And that's why telecommunication companies are saying we cannot even subsidize this because we're already bearing the brunt of 39 other taxes. Look at our customs, for example. Do you want us to begin to talk about how exorbitantly people pay to clear off their goods? We're talking about diversification every other day. But do we really want to go into the nitty-gritty of that? Are we really ready to diversify? Are we really ready to put in... Look, it's a whole new kettle of fish when you want to look at it from that angle. And it just makes you really understand Nigeria's economy and its predicament, which is why you may not necessarily want to castigate the government and where it's coming from when he says he wants to increase tax. And just like the last caller said, yes, there are so many other African countries that do not have such big economies as you would want to judge Nigeria's economy, but pay more in taxes. As a matter of fact, Nigeria's tax rate is one of the lowest in Africa. But you, again, side by side that, you want to look at our peculiarities. You want to look at our structure. You want to look at how well our sectors individually are doing and as a whole, and all of these do not match up with these other nations and their economy as you would want to compare. So it's a different ballgame entirely when you want to look at it, you know, from a wholesome point of view. But let's keep the conversation going. We do have about 18 minutes or thereabouts to have this conversation. Will this 5% increase in tax on telecom services impact on how you make calls, send messages, access the internet, reduce the time that you spend on the internet, etc.? Are we going to transition into an era where we're seeing fewer people making calls and saying, I'd rather wait to see you tomorrow at the office than call you right now to say what I want to say? Is that where we're headed? And is that the right direction forward anyway? Who knows? Good afternoon. You're welcome.
The truth is, President Muhammadu Buhari administration has finally subjected Nigeria into poverty. And that is the truth a lot of people don't want to say. And the more they hide from the truth, the more the people keep rolling up policies that are frustrating the masses. When NNPC, okay, look at the condition of NNPC. Yes, it's a limited company, right? Do you know the implication of that? That is like you have sold the country away. And there are lawyers in this country, firms who should have spoken out, found that even through those organizations or group of people that subjected this country to assassination. If the man like Ganipa Wayemi was alive, will this kind of thing happen? And you see people supporting, yes, carry go, you are too much, you are good. As I'm talking to you sooner or later, once they implement this tariff, radio callers, their number will reduce. Because they will not have money to buy credit to call radio programs anymore. I'm telling you the gospel truth. Even the so-called screener, as you keep them on screening, they will end the call. And you people will talk to this network. Some people... See, look at it. You know that even decoder satellite now, some people can no longer decide the decoders anymore. It has expired to what they are watching is free to air adverts on those decoders. Because the government has dealt with these satellite providers. Just imagine, are you going to be fighters about to go on strike because of the tariffs? Because of the exorbitant? Oh my goodness me. I just pray to God that the next incoming president, may God give him the anointing overnight to help us, because this country, these men have put it in a mess. And when they will talk, they will blame the previous administration. For 87 years you are in office, you have been blaming the previous administration. And people are here talking about the economy is doing well. There is no problem. What is the benefit of this railway they are constructing for us? On a serial, our national grid collapsed about four to five times. How much is your billing system now? The government is now stealing from the people to pay off their debt. Is it not funny? What we don't know about...
Well, the finance minister, she said that it's the responsibility of every Nigerian to pay off some of these responsibilities.
Well, how did you benefit from it? The school feeding program, the billions wasted on that program, what is the impact of that school feeding program? Nothing. The market money. Look at it. Like your school. And then, Mr. Zion.
Thank you for calling, Mr. Zion. Good afternoon.
Hello, my sister.
You're welcome.
Good afternoon. Chelsea Foso Moziko calling from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead, Chelsea.
God bless the last caller, Mr. Zion. He has just spoken my mind. What is this government turning into? Just want to bankrupt or want to steal, robbing Peter to pay Paul? You borrow down the nation, and you want to rob from the citizens just to pay your debt. No matter what they say, nothing where I go cry, when you go cry out blood. Radio stations, we will continue to cause. Is it that 5%? They should make it 20 and 30%. We will continue to buy airtime. Me, I cannot stay without airtime. I will continue to buy airtime. I will continue to air my voice. Whenever I listen to any program on any station, I will continue to air my voice. They just want to rob us to pay their debt, and which they cannot still pay. Why are you trying to rob me? The federal government should go ahead, remove, if not 20% they won't make it, let them make it. There's nothing they will do that will make us shed blood, blood from our eyes.
All right, Chelsea. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts, Chelsea.
Views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Not Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
12 minutes on the clock. A few comments on WhatsApp. By the way, the WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. Fisher says, I'm really saddened by the recent tax on telecommunications, thereby adding more hardship to low-income earners. Thank you for sharing. And this says, we will continue to cope with increments, but someone like me will go back to letter writing. I don't get strength to shout. But think about it, though. I mean, those days of letter writing, it was beautiful, don't you think? I mean, people were more in touch with their feelings. You know, people were better expressive of how they felt, and people had patience. Do you know that now people do not have patience anymore? You know, and that's why you'd find that social media platforms are constantly evolving, constantly updating to accommodate shorter and shorter videos. And because we have grown to be a people with very short attention span. But in those days of letter writing, you could sit down for 5, 10, 15 minutes reading one letter. You know, just reading how someone is telling you about their day or trying to pass, you know, important information. That was a beautiful time. So, I mean, it will not necessarily be a bad thing for, it will not be a bad thing for, you know, for us to remind ourselves what it was like, you know, when we were still letter writing, you know. But thank you anyway for sending that message. And this here says, good day, Gabby. It baffles me a lot to know that at this point in time, things are so difficult with excruciating pains on Nigerians. The government is still advocating to increase our sufferings. Don't they have hearts? Aren't they okay with your current flamboyant lifestyle? What else does the federal government want from Nigerians, for crying out loud? I'm pained and I can't wait for this dispensation to pass. Ferdinand Dikiogu sent that in. Thank you for sharing. And this says, good afternoon, Nigeria Info. Is there any economy presently in the world where the government of any country is reducing taxes? Almost all countries are looking for any means possible to keep the economy afloat. And therefore, Nigeria and Nigerians aren't immune from today's global economic realities. That's some facts, though. DJ, send that in from Port Harcourt. Thank you very much, DJ, for your thoughts. And this year says, government policies in Nigeria have for a long time been strangulating on the citizens, but we always find a way to breathe by developing extra windpipes to enable us to survive. And that's why we always move on, even when the effects of these policies are still choking us. We still find a way to get used to it. I always pray for us to get to our breaking point someday. Perhaps that will make us wake up and demand for a better deal. And that message is from Dixon. Thank you, Dixon, for your thoughts. This here says, I think what the federal government is trying to curb is the use of social media via the internet. Come on. It's not just social media. It also impacts on your calls and messages. All right? On your calls and messages as well. So it's not just, you know, data. And by the way, you use data for more than just social media. I'm sure you do know that. All right. That's... Let's move on. Andy from Alaka here sent this in. He said, it's so obvious that the leaders don't have any better plans for the lives of the citizens. I feel flabbergasted right now. Andy, thank you for sharing that. This here says, good afternoon, Gabby, and thanks for this question. Our telecom providers are not being honest with us, the consumer. If you fly abroad, you'll notice that you get 50 megabytes to surf or stream, and it doesn't get exhausted even after you've arrived your destination. But in Nigeria, that same 50 megabytes MB doesn't last you 5 minutes. All I care when we're tired of all this... Okay. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. This here says, I have not seen a government that derives joy and happiness from the suffering or pain of her citizens. Very soon, we will not be making calls again. We'll be using sign language to communicate with each other. Wow, Ezekiel Isaiah sent that in. Thank you for sharing, Ezekiel Isaiah. And this here says, this is a clear indication that government is the cause of all we're passing through. God will deliver us from their hands, Dodo Frank says. And this here says, good afternoon, Nigeria Info. The finance minister should probe the destination of the recently looted funds by the former minister and let such funds be used for settling the bills incurred by the federal government's issues rather than inflicting more hardship on the masses through levying of taxes on every sector. Steve sent that in. And this here says, our population growth is not commensurate to our food production and general economic output. Until we get this right, we will, as a nation, continue to experience these types of economic realities. Thank you for sharing. We'll take a few comments on Facebook now and perhaps we'll take a final call and we'll wrap this conversation up. Remember, we're streaming live on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. We're also streaming live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Remember, you can follow us on this platform so you can, you know, connect with us real time as the conversation progresses. Let's see. On Facebook, we do have some comments. I'll quickly get to those shortly. And then we'll take a final call. Mazi Orji Gospel from Eberi Omoma says, we will all survive it by the grace of God. Do I say amen to that? Amen to that. We will survive it. Moving on, Anthony Tobias says, the federal government is confused. And he says it's a country of irony. Mordecai says, this is insensitive and she'll be frowned at. It definitely will impoverish the populace who are already bearing the brunt of increment in virtually every commodity and service. Bakel Manigbo John says, increase in tax, increase in pump price, increase in inflation. Nigeria is ours, Nigeria we serve. And Gomel Kamala says, all right, I see your comments, Gomel. Adeshola Peter, also, I see your comment. And Akwoili Benjamin says, it will not impact positively on calls or data. They're trying to shrink us with all these crazy bills at any given opportunity, and it's wickedness. And Stanley Nemene says that he's watching live from Eberi Omoma local government area. Thank you for tuning in on Facebook. And we're down to 5 minutes on the clock. We'll take a final caller and we'll wrap this conversation up. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Oh dear. Apologies for that. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
You're my final caller. Go ahead.
My name is Emmanuel George.
Emmanuel, go ahead.
I have been listening for all the comments from individuals that have been calling in. But what I want to say is that you should be very, very, very ready to elect the president. Are you listening?
Go ahead, Emmanuel.
Hello?
Emmanuel, I can hear you. Go ahead. Okay, I guess Emmanuel can't hear me anymore. Thank you regardless for calling. And we get to wrap the conversation up at this time. At the end of the day, how do I put this in a way that you don't burn me for it? A lot of work needs to be done. A lot to revive Nigeria, to revive our economy. A lot needs to be done and be done differently. Yes, you might want to say, well, other parts of the world pay higher in taxes, but are we earning enough? Are we surviving enough to cope? Are our systems working? Do we have structure? Or are we still heavily reliant on one source in one sector? A lot needs to change. A lot has to give. And if we indeed want to see a working Nigeria, a thriving Nigeria, a successful Nigeria, and successful Nigerians, then we all have to put our hands to the plow and put in the work. If you understand what I've said, I'm glad you do. Thank you so much for joining me on the conversation. Tomorrow is another day. It's going to be the midweek edition of The Sunny Side. I'm looking forward to that, and I hope you are as well. But before then, you can connect and follow us on social media on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 BH, on Twitter at Nigeria Info BH. You can also catch up with all our videos and conversations on YouTube at Nigeria Info BH, and we're also on Instagram at Nigeria Info BH. I'm also on socials if you would like to follow and connect with me on Instagram at Gabani, GABANIE, on Twitter at Gabani Live. I'm Gabriella.